All right, we're talking about Teaching Better Man, Session 5, Defining Manhood. And this is the session we've all been waiting for. The turning point, the opportunity to open up the Bible and apply it to this subject. Robert, what insights have you learned about teaching and observing others teach this session? Because this is a very key session.
Yeah, this is the heart. This is really the heart of Better Man. Up until now, as we've told you, you're trying to identify the guys. You've been kind of in their personal space, helping them know that you know where they are and what they struggle with and hurts they've had and problems they've experienced and trying to give them kind of coaching tips of how to think about that. So you're with them and they're with you, but now you're going to move out of kind of the general data of where men are to now you're moving to introduce why the Bible has the answers for them. And really, the first thing you're going to do is help them see why the Bible is the greatest resource they should go to when it comes to masculinity. You're going to show the failure of trying to make up a definition of manhood for yourself. You're going to show them how culture has disappointed men trying to come up with various images of manhood that really don't deliver. And you're going to say, what we need is timeless wisdom. And the best timeless wisdom there is on the planet is in the Bible. So you get a chance to hold up why the Bible is so special. But then from that, you're going to begin to unwrap what the Bible says about manhood, starting in the very beginning of the Bible. Say, you know, God wasn't trying to hide manhood from you. God started out focusing on manhood, starting in Genesis 1 and 2. So we're going to develop a definition out of Genesis 1 and 2. So this is really the pivot point where you're going to offer these guys a manhood that works. And you're going to define manhood by God kind of spelling out a job description for the first man, Adam. And this definition then will carry us through the rest of the Better Man sessions. Tim Lundy, by the way, does a great job opening this session. He will show how, as God interacted with Adam, He gave Adam four, what we call life-giving. I want to emphasize that. You'll see it in your notes. Four life-giving responsibilities, and that embracing manhood, not just for Adam, but for all men after Adam, is embracing these four life-giving responsibilities. And when you do that, that's how boys grow up into being real men. And anything else than that is just a cheap substitute.
You know what I love about this session, Robert, is I'll see men that have grown up in the church or have been a part of the church. They've heard the Adam and Eve garden story, but they've really only looked at it through the lens of how sin entered into the world and how God created, and the lights go off in so many of these guys' eyes. They hear a familiar story, an account of Scripture. Even if it's a lot of people that aren't in the church have heard this account, but they're going to see it through a new lens.
Whole new perspective. Because really what they're going to see is they're going to see God equipping Adam to grow up. And he didn't do it, but as God gave him what he was supposed to do, God gives the roadmap to authentic manhood. And that's what's going to excite the guys. In the coaching tips, one that I really particularly want to emphasize is the very first life-giving responsibility, which is a real man courageously follows God's word. The word courageously is there because it's very important. Because one of the insights guys don't naturally have is that the garden was not a benign spot. It wasn't placid. It wasn't peaceful. It was dangerous. And you want the guys to feel that danger because God created Adam, but there was also an enemy lurking there that wanted to undermine him. And the only way he could properly navigate the garden was to listen to what God told him. And at points, that would require courage on the part of Adam, because this was not a benign place. There was a real intimidating enemy that would offer powerful temptations, would call Adam and his wife to doubt God, would challenge Adam and Eve. That's what the garden was. It was a minefield that could be properly lived in, but only by staying close to God and His Word. And you as a speaker need to help the men feel that. And then lastly, in this session, you can pick it up real easily because it comes right out of the Bible. But one of the things I wanted to point out to you is when you finish this session, you're going to see a little box that says the 30-day challenge at the end. What you want to tell the men that the definition that you presented to them, these four life-giving responsibilities, that these things, you know, you can hear them and then kind of, okay, I got it. But what you want to emphasize is, no, we're not just trying to present it to you. We want you to internalize it and make this your compass for the rest of your life. So how do you do that? We're giving the guys the 30-day challenge. You can even have some fun with them, but you want them for the next 30 days to post this definition somewhere where they can go back to it again and again and again until it just becomes part of them, where it begins to, because they've internalized it, it begins to come to the surface in the day-to-day of their lives. And you will emphasize this for the rest of Better Man. And at the end, you'll bring it back up again because it'll be their final charge that they'll leave with. With all the information they've been through, this is the one piece of information they cannot forget. They want to learn what the definition is and carry it with them the rest of their life so that they can offer it to other men around them. But in particular, maybe the sons God gives them. So in the future, they're not just telling their son to be a man. They're going to tell them, here are the four things you need to know to be an authentic man. So for the rest of Better Man, you know, this definition is what ties all of the rest of the sessions 6 through 10, together. And it's also the definition that they want to launch out from in session 11.
You know, Robert, this definition, it's very simple, but it's very profound.
It is.
When I first started working with you in the Better Man program, I remember sharing this with a guy who actually is involved in distributing one of the largest Bible translations in throughout the world. And I shared this definition with him and how it came out of Genesis. And I talked to him several months later, and he was able to give it back to me. And I just mentioned it over lunch.
Right.
And he said it was becoming a filter for how he looked at everything in his life. And I know from my own life, once you gave those four to me, it started shaping everything that I did. You know, I was sitting on the couch, and my wife usually takes the trash out to the curb because I travel a lot, and that's just kind of become her role. But for some reason, the love and protect God's woman came in my mind. I was like, I need to do that. And you know what I mean? Like, I never in all of our marriage, you know, 27 years of marriage, thought about taking the trash out to the curb because that was just her thing.
Yeah.
But when I, that definition, so it gets inside of us and it changes us.
Mark, that's exactly right, because you want this definition to live in the men who go through Better Man with you. In fact, I would say a great goal to have as a teacher of Better Man is that a year from now or 2 years from now, if you bumped into one of the guys who went through this 11 weeks with you and you said to him right on the spot, hey, can you tell me what a man is? He could immediately respond back to you and say, yeah, I can tell you what a real man is. A real man is one who courageously follows God's word, loves and protects God's woman, excels at God's work, and betters God's world. He'd say, that's the manhood I'm trying to live out. You want the men to know that definition that well, that it filters everything else that they do for the rest of their life.
So check out Tim Lundy teaching that as an example for you to follow. And we'll be praying that God gives you a wonderful session 5.